today. Dead places. When I go to church, I don't want to go to a cemetery. I don't want to go to a mortuary. I want to go to a place where God is alive, where the Holy Spirit is moving. And I want to talk to you today and try to get you to remember just who you are. If you are a child of God, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, then turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. You say, preacher, we've been there before. Since you've been here these almost 3 years, you've been in Ephesians. I don't know how many times. I've got it written down in my Bible. Sure I have. But you're going to hear something different every time because this world in which we live, because each and every one of us, we're getting beat down by the devil. We're getting defeated by the world. We're letting everything drag us under whenever we need to be remembering who we are and doing what we need to do. Ephesians, open your Bible or you can look at it up here, whichever you want to do. It doesn't make a bit of difference with me. I just want you to get the message this morning. I want everybody to get the message. This is a message that every church needs, not because I'm preaching it, but it's a message because it comes from God's holy word. And if we're going to make a difference in this world, if we're going to change some things that we just complain about all the time, that's all we Christians are good for, is to complain about this and complain about that and then sit down and never do anything. You say, I don't like that haircut. It made you mean. Yes, it did. No more grandfather, gentle preacher. From now on, I'm going to be mean. No, it has nothing to do with that. But there comes a time. Didn't you like that preaching last Sunday from John Michael? That's one reason he got my hair cut. If he could preach the first sermon that good, I need to get my hair cut. Maybe I'd preach my 444,000th one a whole lot better. Better than I've been doing anyway. But Ephesians chapter 1, we're just going to take this thing verse by verse, word by word, and see and to help. If I can get my words together this morning, the Holy Spirit will help me. And come, Holy Spirit, and open my mouth and loose my tongue so that I'll be able to bring you what God has laid on my heart. You know how Paul begins it. He begins it by identifying himself. Paul, Saul of Tarsus. That's what his name used to be. But now he's going by another name because he's a different fella than Saul of Tarsus. You know, Saul of Tarsus hated the church. He hated Jesus Christ. He wanted to stamp it out. If you said you were a Christian, you could be sure that Paul or some of his cronies was going to knock on your door and he was going to come and drag you out and take you down to the magistrate and probably get you put in prison. Well, you know, I think sometimes that's coming our way today. That there's going to be a time, and there is coming a time, when there's going to be a knock on the church door, there's going to be a knock on your home door, that you can't do that anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just last week in, I can't pronounce the name of that town, L something another in California. Starts with an S. If I can't pronounce those partial Spanish words they got. But this couple just having a Bible study in their home. They were just having a Bible study in their home, and so the homeowners association said, no more. You can't have a group of people there to have a Bible study. But I'm getting off of the subject this morning. Paul, he identifies himself. He used to be against the church. He used to be against Jesus Christ. But when he came to Jesus Christ, when Jesus met him on the road to Damascus, Paul was a changed person. Paul didn't hate the church anymore. He didn't hate Jesus anymore. He didn't try to put people that loved Jesus to death. He didn't try to stop them. He was a changed person. And are you a child of God this morning, can you raise your hand this morning and say, I love Jesus? No, you don't have to. I'm not going to put you on the spot. But if you love Jesus this morning, there ought to be a change in your life. There ought to be a change in your attitude. There ought to be a change in your actions. We ought to be different people. We might not be the perfect people, but we strive to be different. With everything that is in our hearts, we strive to be different. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Notice that. He says, not only have I been changed, not only do I love Jesus now when I didn't love Jesus, but he said, I'm an apostle now. That word apostle, if you just want it simple, I don't have to go into the Greek apostolos and all of that stuff, but it simply means I'm a messenger of Jesus Christ. I used to try to stamp out Jesus. I used to try to stamp out the church, but now He changed me, and I am His messenger. I've got a message. Remember who you are. If you're a child of God, you're supposed to be different. If you're a child of God, you're supposed to be changed. You're not Saul anymore. You're Paul, and you are a messenger. Every one of us sitting in this place this morning, if you love Jesus Christ, we've got a message to carry. We've got the good news. That message is Jesus Christ loves you. And we do this message not just with our mouth, but we do it with our actions. We do it with our deeds. We tell people Jesus loves you. That's who you are, a messenger. Don't say, well, I don't have much of a job. I mean, I got an entry-level job and I don't make much money. I'm not talking about a physical job. I'm talking about the spiritual job that you have, a great job, something to be proud of, something to stand up tall about. And it's time for us who have the good news to stand up tall. Churches are not standing tall anymore. We're trying to run away from the world. We're coming inside. And just like he's doing back there, he's closing the doors. Praise the Lord, right on cue. He's right on cue with me this morning. We're closing the doors and say, we don't want you because you're this way or you're that way or you don't look like me, you don't smell like me, you got a beard or you don't have any hair, if you got tattoos or you got a bone in your nose, I don't give a care what they got. Come into this church. Come on in here because we're supposed to have good news. We're supposed to have a message to share. And if we want to be a closed up little society, a little family sitting here, you can be that little family. But I want to be in a place where people love Jesus Christ and they're ready to say, here's the message, Jesus loves you. Paul, an apostle, a messenger of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Every one of us are changed this morning if you're a Christian because God wanted you. It was by His will. There's not one way I could change myself. There's not one way that I can make myself better. Not one way that I'd make myself gooder is the word we used up in Chatham County. I can't make myself gooder. It takes Jesus Christ. It takes Jesus Christ to make that change, to change old Saul to a Paul, to change and give him a new message, a message of good news. Okay, what does it say? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints. And I know I preach this over and over again, but I want you to remember. I want you to remember that you are a saint. Now let me say, a saint is not some sinless person, but a saint's a saved sinner. Get that in your mind. A saint is not a sinless person, but a saint is a saved sinner. Glory to God. That's what we all are. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't come to me and tell me how good you are and don't tell me all the good things you've done and how you help people. I want to know, have you been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ? Has your sins been washed away? If they have, you are a saint. Paul's writing to you. He's writing to me. Doesn't mean we'll be perfect. We'll fall on our face. We'll do all kind of things that we shouldn't do, but glory to God, the blood of Jesus Christ is continually working. He didn't shed His blood just one time on the cross. He keeps on. That blood keeps on atoning for us. That blood keeps on washing our sins away, our filth away, whenever we act like we shouldn't or say something that we shouldn't, from preacher all the way down. Okay. To the saints which are at Ephesus, to the saints which are at community. You know, when this letter went around, you get your commentary and you read it. Most commentators will say that word Ephesus wasn't in that. It was a circular letter. Everywhere it went to, if it went to Ephesus, they copied in Ephesus. If it went to Colossae, they copied in, put in Colossae. If it went to Thessalonica, they put in Thessalonica. And it's come today to community friends. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints at community friends and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Notice that little word, in, to the faithful, in Christ Jesus. I want to tell you something, if you in Christ Jesus, that's the only way you can be a saint. You got to be in Christ Jesus. That's the only way you can be faithful. But when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, Jesus Christ comes in us and we're in Him. We're just like that. We're together. Sometimes we overlook those little words like in. So you got to be in Jesus Christ to be a saint. You got to be in Jesus Christ to get your life changed. You got to be in Jesus Christ to be faithful. But notice something else he says in verse 2. And when he ends to the faithful in Christ Jesus, dot, dot, that means he's going to take the next verse and he's going to connect it all together, because it tells us what being that changed person. It tells us what being a saint does for us. It tells us that what being in Jesus does for us. Grace to you and peace. Grace to you and peace. If you're in Jesus Christ, if you are a child of God, if you've been born again, then not only, remember, not only are you a saint, not only have you been saved, not only are you faithful, not only are you in Jesus Christ, but His grace and His peace is going to be yours. What is that grace? God's love and favor. That there's no need of going into acrostics and Greek explanations for it. It means simply the loving favor and the kindness of Almighty God. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad that before this week's over, some of us are going to need a little extra bit of that grace. Before this week's over, some of us are going to need just a little bit more favor. Before this week's over, some of us are going to need just a little bit more forgiveness, because it always happens. You're not perfect. We're just sinners saved by grace. There's a war going on inside. The devil pulls this way. Jesus pulls that way. We're torn apart. But thank God, in the middle of the war, there can be grace. In the middle of trouble, Jesus is there with us. In the middle of hurt, in the middle of sorrow, His grace and His favor and His peace that comes from God and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Who are you? I mean to tell you this morning, you ought to be on your feet. You know, I'm getting tired of these quiet churches in my old age. For 40 years, they tried to keep me quiet in the Friends Church, and that's true. They tried to do it. I even got some people saying amen at one church, and ministering council said, "You got to go to them, tell them to be quiet." I said, "No, you go." Because I've been trying to get them woke up here for these 8 or 9 years. They're just beginning to come alive. You know, if you remember who you are, man, what a day that is. I've been changed. I'm not old Saul anymore. I'm a recipient of God's grace and God's favor. It's with me all the time. Nothing's going to separate it because I'm in Christ, in His hands. And what does He say? Nothing shall be able to separate us or pull us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. He got us in His hands. And aren't you glad of that? Because there's a lot of pulling going on. But let's go on. Because I'm coming to the next part. Blessed. What does that mean? Well, in some places, if you go to the Beatitudes, where it said, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed is this, blessed in that, it means happy. But this word in the Greek, it means happy, yes, but it has a double meaning to it. Blessed. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what it says. You want to know what it says? It didn't say study to be quiet. It didn't say sit around here and mope and have your head down and no smile on your face and no victory in your heart. If you knew who you are, you got victory. And it says if you got victory, you'll be praising the Lord. You say, I don't do things like that. I don't either. I've only shouted 2 times in my life. But when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, you'll turn it loose. I'm not advocating you got to jump up and down, holler, and be loud like me. But I'm just saying, if you've been changed, if the blood of Jesus Christ is washing your sins away, if you are God's saint, His chosen one, His holy one, if His grace is coming to you every day, there's going to be some time whenever you're going to have that smile on your face. There's going to be some times when the tears are going to flow. You can't hold them in anymore. There's going to be some time when that hand will want to go up, the devil won't pull it down. He'll want to pull it down. Oh, you know, be dignified. That's exactly what's wrong with every church in this country today. We are ashamed of Jesus Christ. You say, I'm not either. Well, we don't praise Him much. It's not just praise Him with your mouth, but although that's what it means here. Praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah, what He's done. That's what the Word says. But we can praise Him with our walk. We can praise Him with our talk. We can praise Him with our life. We can praise Him with our tithe. We can praise Him with our faithfulness. But that word there means we ought to be on our feet sometimes when, like that song by the McCameys, you remember who you are. The devil tries to tell you nobody. The devil tries to tell you you've not been saved. The devil tries to tell you you're nothing and I'm going to walk all over you. But you are part of Jesus Christ. You are in Him. Then you ought to say, devil, get away. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say you're acting like a Pentecostal. I don't care what I'm acting like. I think it's time that we start acting like we know who we are. All right, we'll just go on. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we're praising. You're not praising some, you know, most of us, we want the praise and the glory, don't we? I know people, if they don't get to play it, praise and the glory, oh, they just get torn all to pieces. I'm not in this to get any praise. I'm in this to decrease that Jesus might increase. Wasn't that what Paul, who used to be Paul, said? He said his desire was that Christ would increase and he would decrease. That nobody would hardly know that Paul was there. When he preached, they know it was Jesus Christ they were hearing and seeing. That's what I want. Blessed, we're praising God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're praising Jesus. You know something, community friends? We got in this new building and we got all quiet. We got in this new building and somewhere the Spirit of God went. Maybe some of these Sundays I'm thinking about, let's just go back over yonder. Let's just go back over there so I can feel one more time the Holy Spirit. I don't know what it is, if we're worshiping this building or if we think, well, we've arrived, we've got what we've been wanting, we've got this building, and therefore we can't quit praising God. Don't tell me you hadn't felt it. I felt it. I feel the deadness. I feel a deadness right now. I don't feel any victory from you folks. I don't. And the reason you don't have victory is you've forgotten who you are. And you need to do like those children. Well, you need to take a string and tie it around your finger and every day look at it and say, I know who I am. I'm in Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God. Praise be God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who hath or who has. Who has already something that happened in the past. In the Greek, that's what it means. Something took place in the past. What took place in the past? God blessed us. Just didn't bless the Baptists. Just didn't bless the Presbyterians. Just didn't bless the Methodists. Just didn't bless so-and-so because they've been members and saved for 50 or 60 or 70 years. It means He's blessed us, every one of us. If you are a child of God, He has blessed you already. Not when you get to heaven. Well, I'll get my blessings when I get to heaven. I tell you, there's some of us won't get many blessings when we get to heaven because we've forgotten who we are in this world, and we're going to have to go through some fire and some other stuff to burn off all of that dross and everything else in our lives before we can even get a crown to wear. But we've been blessed now, with all. There's another little one, two, three-letter word, all. Spiritual blessing. Now, he wasn't talking about this $5 or $6 I got in my pocket and this empty wallet that I got. I'm so glad today's payday. I'm getting tired of eating pintos and taters. Now, maybe I can go to the Cracker Barrel or somewhere. Well, I did last night. Thanks to the Great Pumpkin. Ever who the Great Pumpkin is, I don't know. Somebody in this church is the Great Pumpkin because I got a yellow envelope that said the Great Pumpkin on it with a Halloween card and something to the $25 gift certificate to the Cracker Barrel. And me and the First Lady went down and spent every bit of it. We went down last night and we spent the whole $25. But I'm not talking about those blessings that come like that. All. I don't care if you got that new Jag. I don't care if you got that new luxury automobile with all of these gadgets and gizmos on it. I couldn't drive it anyway. You know, me and my wife's talking about, this is off track, but one of these cars they were advertising last night. Push a button to start it. My wife said the first car I ever drove, you had to push a button to start it. And I remember Daddy's old 47 Dodge did too. You turned on the key, and then you put your thumb up there on the dash and pushed the button, and the motor started. What's new? I mean, tell me what's new. That's the first car I learned to drive and cleaned out a lot of ditches at home with it. Good thing they made them good and heavy and strong like they did back then. Because Daddy didn't have to take it in the shop at all. But He has blessed us, and it's about time to close with all spiritual blessings. Now, as a child of God, it doesn't mean that you're going to be rich, that you're going to have everything, you're going to have health, you're going to have wealth, you're going to have position. God wants you to have that, yes. But He's not talking about that here. If you need to remember who you are. You used to be a Saul, but you've been changed. You used to be anything but a saint, but you now are one of God's holy ones. That's what it means. Don't let the devil say you some kind of trash. Don't let the devil bring up your past, and he will. But you ain't no junk. You ain't no trash. If you're in Jesus Christ, remember who you are. Young people, when you go to school, if you love Jesus, remember who you are. You're somebody special. Somebody that God is blessing with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And I'll finish that next Sunday. You say, what happened to the Ten Commandments? We'll get them. God put them in stone. They'll be there till we get around to them, okay? They'll be right there waiting for us. But I think we need to just start up right here next week, because we've not even begun to scratch the surface of who you are. You got that video again, you can pull up real quick. Listen to what the McCameys said in this song, and then we'll have a closing prayer.
The world has tried to tell me that my hope is all in vain.
That's what the world tried to tell
you. Oh, but they don't know the power that I have through Jesus' name.
Amen.
My soul, it has been redeemed. The price was paid by Calvary's Lamb. His Spirit tells me I am His when I remember just who I am.
Remember who you are. You know, if you've been fighting, and all of us have been fighting, I'm talking about the devil. I'm talking about the world telling you you're nothing. Who do you think you are? Well, I've told you a little bit about who you are. And if you want to settle some things with Jesus, if you want to make sure of who you are, then right now as we pray, Lord Jesus, oh, I'm so thankful that we're somebody. Glory to God. Because of you, not because of who we are or where we've been or what we have or how we got our hair cut or where we don't even have any hair or whether we've got tattoos or high-heeled shoes or no shoes. Doesn't have to do with that. If we're in Jesus Christ, we're a new creature. A new creation. We're God's holy ones. We've got a message. And Lord, help us to share that message. A message of peace and grace and joy. A message of thanksgiving. A message of praise. Lord, help our arms not to be so heavy sometimes that we can't lift them up to praise you. Help our eyes not to be so dry that we can't cry a tear. Take the glue off of our tongue that every now and then we can say a hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, amen. Lord, help us to remember who we are in Jesus' name. Meet every need in this place, Lord. You know what Maria's brought to you. You know what Miss Juanita brought to you. Lord, you know what everybody standing in their pews are bringing to you. So, Lord Jesus, right now, just give sweet victory. Let your grace and your favor just roll over each and every one of these, each and every one of us, as we leave this place today. May we go out remembering just who we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.